Wow. So we're after Thanksgiving. That's done. We're into the holiday season. And once again, we've got Gary and Jennifer Bean from the Historical Christmas Barn joining us again with another check to help feeding families. Hello, Gary and Jennifer. How are you?
Hi, Mike. We're great.
Good to see you again. Good. So tell us what you have for us today.
We're making another annual contribution to the Feeding Families campaign. We're just really honored to be able to participate for so many years. We know the cause. We know the Bridgeport Rescue Mission is a great steward of the money. And we're always happy to participate.
And we tried to figure it out. It's your ninth year doing this, right?
So it's our ninth year participating, yep.
Thank you very much. Yep. And Jennifer, so you've got a lot going on at the Historical Christmas Barn. This is your season now.
It is. The season has started. It's terrific. We're seeing old friends, and it's such a great time of year.
Now, you guys are at Route 33 and 57 meet. Is that right in Wilton?
Route 7 and 33.
Okay.
Right off the Merritt Parkway.
Yeah. And what's going on? Yeah, I know you've got a big show coming up here.
So, yeah, the last several years we've done a production of A Christmas Carol by Gerald Charles Dickens. He's the great-great-grandson of Charles Dickens. Mm-hmm. And for the last few seasons, we've turned it into a benefit show. And so we're really excited this year to produce the show again. It's this Thursday night at 7 o'clock in Fairfield. And this year the beneficiary is an organization in Fairfield called Operation Hope. And this morning, Carla Miklos from Operation Hope has joined us and was going to spend a couple of minutes just kind of walking us through what their organization is about.
Hi, Carla. Step up.
Morning.
To the mic.
How are you?
They're all sharing a mic and doing a very good job.
Good morning. So for those of you who don't know us, Operation Hope has been serving the community for over 30 years, and we're basically charged with ending hunger and homelessness. We do that through a variety of services, including a food pantry that serves over 150 meals a year. About 800 local households use us on a regular basis. We have a community kitchen that serves lunch and dinner every day to anyone who's hungry. We serve about 35,000 meals through that. We have shelters for men, women, and families. Our real focus is affordable housing with clinical support. And each year we serve about 1,000 people and get them back on a path to a better way of life and one that's inclusive of what they decide that they'd like to do.
Very nice. Thank you, Carla. Now, so, Gary, if people want to go to the show, what do they do?
Yeah, it's real easy. So the show, again, is on Thursday night at 7 o'clock. It's actually at Black Rock Church in Fairfield. The easiest way to get tickets is go right to our website, historicalchristmasbarn.com. There's a link from there to go right to the ticketing site. You can select your own seats. Seats are $15 a piece, which, you know, the feedback we get every year is unbelievable performance. What a bargain. So, you know, just think about it. It's an amazing performance, an amazing organization, Operation Hope. Just a great show, a great way to kick off the season, and all of it's going to a great cause.
Yeah.
So, again, tickets at historicalchristmasbarn.com. Just click on the link, and it'll take you right to the ticketing site.
Thank you, guys. Gary and Jennifer being Historical Christmas Barn and Carla, Operation Hope, thank you for stopping by, and enjoy the holidays. Weeby 108.